Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Hodson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Oddson. Odd news, Oddson. See what we did there? The odd news with Oddson.
It is time for the odd news. A quick quip before, if we could.
Please.
If we could. I've been told now by multiple people, just like we were told yesterday by multiple people about the brisket fried rice at that 8 place, 8 East.
8 place. I love the
Troy
eight
Aikman
place.
East. I was going to call it 8 Mile.
Nice.
My mind's on Detroit today. I have heard now from multiple people about something called the lobster corn dogs.
Oh, hello. That's two Connor foods.
That sure is served right here at Stadium
Two
Swim.
Two Connor foods.
And I'm wondering, you know, I saw a picture of it.
Two Connor foods.
Thanks to Josh, who tweeted us this picture of them. It looks like, let's see, probably 8 corn dogs.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if that will cost in excess of $100.
That would be my guess. Could you get, like, one? Could you get them all? Could I just get a lobster corn dog?
I don't think so.
Don't believe that that is the case.
I did not. Just like you cannot only get one lamb lollipop.
Remember yesterday we wanted one lamb lollipop, and so we went with the shrimp instead.
Like, oh, he's making us. He said he makes us do it in pairs. Like, who's making you? Just do it.
It was good. The shrimp was great. And also, we got to try what for the first time? What was in the shrimp?
Bok choy.
Bok choy.
Good stuff.
So good.
The guy
laughed
like,
at me.
That was in the vlog. Nick had never tried bok choy.
What did you say, Happer? You go, ooh, Brussels sprouts.
And then the guy was like, Brussels sprouts, get a life.
Once again, we sent the wrong people to Vegas.
Oh, poor
I feel
Josh.
Like we've been representing our place of work very, very well.
100% we have. We're from radio.
Josh, what do we got today?
Did you look at my notes? Because there's
notes?
A food story at the top of the audience.
Oh, let's go.
Connor, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? There's a new burger at Kauffman Stadium.
Burger?
Oh, I have.
Jack Mitchell's very sad. He's going to miss it when it's gone in 100 years.
3 years you still have, Jack. Tell us about this burger.
There's a new burger at Kauffman Stadium. It is called the Back to Blue Burger. And it
is
very.
It wasn't called the Back the Blue
Burger. That's what I thought. It's a thin blue line burger.
Well, this burger is very blue. It features blue cheese crumbles, bacon, lettuce, buffalo aioli.
Gross.
On a blue bun.
Yeah, no, thank you.
When you eat it, they play Eiffel 65 in your ear.
Nice, Nick. Da-ba-dee. This is a hard no for me.
We are handshake emoji.
It is a bright blue burger.
Can you get it medium rare? Great question.
I'm sure it tastes like a normal hamburger.
Yep.
Except for with a whole bunch of weird stuff on it, and the bun is blue.
There it is. Look at that. Oh, gross.
Do you hate it just because it's a different color than a normal hamburger?
Look, yes. We did the thing from...
No, it's also because of the ingredients.
Like, did you
blue
like,
cheese is garbage.
Did you like the purple ketchup and the green ketchup when they did that for Shrek?
Thank you,
Josh. No, I did not. So we did the thing at Burger King on the Grum one time, one of their Whoppers that had the weird colored bun.
Yeah.
And you know what was gross? Yeah, our stools after that, Nick.
Yes.
Not great.
I had the Spider-Man Whopper. That was good.
Yeah, well, it was like a Halloween-themed one. Mm-hmm. Disgusting garbage.
Now, Connor.
Sorry, Josh.
No,
go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead, please.
I used to get the pissed off Whopper from Burger King.
Yeah.
The spicy one? The angry Whopper.
Yeah.
The angry Whopper.
Pissed off Whopper.
I used to call it the pissed off Whopper.
Damn it, Chance.
Chance asks, is the wrapper for this burger held together with a Punisher sticker?
Great take, Chance.
The color of this burger that I hold in my hand is royal blue.
By the way, Severe says, I love blue cheese. I'm always surprised people don't like blue cheese. It makes me physically ill.
It's just moldy cheese, isn't it?
Ugh. I had it on forgot to order wings one time that didn't have crumbles on it. It ruined the entire experience. I tried to get it off, but they melted in.
Now, Connor, maybe this is more up your alley. At Craft and Draft in Section 301, you can get lobster roll sliders.
Yes.
At Kauffman Stadium.
I am in on that.
Okay.
That sounds like a good idea to me. Michael Sevier will probably text you again, Josh. He'll probably say, I like lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like lobster.
He loves lobster.
It was fine, I guess.
I've never had lobster.
He always tweets the pictures from Block 16 to me when I can't get them. You will never get this.
You will never get this.
I've had crab. Is crab similar in taste to lobster?
Yeah. I like crab more than lobster.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty close.
I didn't have crab for the first time until like 2 weeks ago.
What in the hell is going on?
I eat rice every night. How am I going to have crab frequently?
Go to the store and get a little thing of imitation crab.
No, that's not because that's fish. That's not the same. Imitation crab is just fish. It doesn't taste the same.
Yeah, I know, but imitation crab is a totally different deal. But I'm saying, like, it's good if you wanted to get some crab.
No, it's not the same though. I've had imitation crab. I'm taking actual crab.
Okay. All right, actual crab. Get Nick an actual crab.
Yesterday was opening day, and gentlemen, Carl Ravitch was in mid-season form.
Uh-oh. You mean he was messing stuff up?
I do mean he was messing stuff up, yes. I'm glad you cracked that code. The Rangers beat the Cubs 4-3 in an extra inning thriller. The penultimate play of the game featured a call from Carl Ravitch that did not go well. The catcher delivered a two-out, bases-loaded single in the 10th inning to seal the win.
Jonaheim, right?
Yes. Rangers rookie, guy I told you to bet on, Wyatt Langford, came up with the bases-loaded. That's right. And only one out. The game nearly ended on that play. Langford hit a chopper to third. Chicago's Miles, I'm not saying that. That's an inappropriate name. Fielded the ball and delivered a strike to home, forcing out Marcus Mastroboni and Marcus Semien were on the same field at the same time. That doesn't
Semien. Miles Mastroboni. Mastroboni.
It forced out Marcus, who was on third base. Only Ravitch did not seem to grasp the situation. He said, "The force is out. They had an out at first if they wanted it." Now, that would have ended the game had they went to first.
Yes.
Carl Ravitch, unfamiliar with the rules of baseball.
He's only been involved with baseball for many years. I liked Carl Ravitch when he only used to host Baseball Tonight. Remember Web Gems?
I do.
That's when I loved baseball, when I'd play video games watching Baseball Tonight.
Did you know it wasn't called Web Gems because of the internet, but because of the web on a glove?
Of course I did, Nick.
My God.
Wow, a lot of people around my age thought it was like, why is it called Web Gems? It has nothing to do with the internet.
Nice. They thought that?
Yes.
Nick thought that.
No, children are stupid.
I've heard.
Nice take, Josh.
Is this a Reddit thing?
It's a Reddit thing.
Nick is of Reddit.
Really, the people online thought it was an online reference.
Wow. Yeah. Classic Gen Z.
Are most of the people on the baseball Reddit people who don't understand baseball and want to get an understanding for it?
No, they're people.
Or is this a community for baseball, people who are of baseball?
It's a community for all baseball. All of baseball. They include many baseballs.
I did tell the Three Men Weave guys yesterday about my experience on a Reddit, and I just, as I said it, I'm like, wow, I just sound like a huge loser right now. Not great.
Finally, something we don't normally do in the month of March, we have a Punxsutawney Phil update.
What? Why?
Well, what happened to him? Did he die?
No.
Did he murder him?
Can we Connor? It's important to the story that you remember this. We'll get to it later. Punxsutawney Phil is immortal. The groundhog who predicts whether an early spring will arrive normally goes dormant the other 364 days of the year. However, he and his wife, Phyllis, are parents. The Punxsutawney Groundhog Club said Wednesday that the couple recently gave birth to two healthy babies. It did not give their gender or names, but they said they are pleased to announce Punxsutawney Phil has had his first children. We believe there are two baby groundhogs, and Phil and Phyllis have started a family.
Wow. Congratulations on the sex.
I've got a few questions here.
Okay.
Who legally married these groundhogs? Is there a groundhog officiant, or
did an actual officiant.
You seen the guy who gets up in the weird hat and proclaims things? That's the guy.
I'm absolutely
he married Phil and Phyllis.
I'm absolutely betting that in June, to boost tourism dollars, yes, they had a Punxsutawney Phil wedding.
And so Phil is immortal, and he's just now had sex for the first time.
Well, I hate these people.
Just because he's immortal doesn't mean he's old.
Phil
well,
does.
That's true, Nick. You could be immortal.
Yeah, you could be immortal right now. You're young.
Yeah.
Right, but he just had children. Like, is he
did have children.
Was he just not having sex?
He was focused on his career first, and now that he's got that out of the way.
That's right.
It's like Ryan Russillo.
Yeah.
He was practicing safe sex.
He's married to the job, Nick.
Oh, he was wearing groundhog condoms.
And no woman would come within 15 feet of Ryan Russillo. That dude is creepy. Punxsutawney Phil comes with his own mythology, including the claim that he will live forever due to imbibing on the elixir of life. His wife is not allowed to partake of the elixir and thus is not immortal.
Oh my God. So she is just simply a vehicle for Punxsutawney Phil's children.
Or so he's absorbing life force. Is Phil just absorbing the life force of his partners? People
sure,
around him?
Sure seems
Can
that way, Nick.
Can we cancel this? I think we need to cancel these
this
people.
This seems nefarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, we already canceled the groundhog, so I feel bad for already pre-canceling his children. They haven't done anything wrong.
Phyllis hasn't done anything wrong either. Poor Phyllis.
Yeah, she'll die at some point.
Mm-hmm. And he won't, apparently.
And he will not.
He'll just move on to the next groundhog.
There definitely hasn't been multiple Punxsutawney Phils over time.
Nope. Only one. Ever.
Only the one. Josh, thank you.
Thank you, Connor.
That is the odd news. All right, let's take a quick timeout.
Okay.
We have the noon hour coming up next. That's right, the noon hour.
Famously, it is noon now.
Indeed.
It's lunchtime.
And so, Sipple, by the way, is moving back. Classic Sipple. We've had
Wait, already?
Yes.
Is
what time is
he
today now?
Up?
He will now be at 1:15. Would you like me to do my daily thing of reading Sipple's text?
Yes. I would love that.
Can we adjust to 1:10 or 1:15? If not, it's okay. It would just be easier on this end. And then I said, of course we can, Sipple. Anything for you. I love you. And he said, God bless you. And I said, no, God bless you. Me and Sipple have a great rapport together.
Yes, you do.
All right. We'll take a quick timeout, come back with the noon hour on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. But first, we had MLB opening day. It is time to bet on some baseball. Nerfies, dongs, home runs, things of that nature. Grand slams, no hitters, double plays. No better place to get in your bets on the MLB action than FanDuel, which is America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can start the MLB season with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That is $200 you can use to bet on money lines, totals, strikeouts, homers, you name it, Nerfies, even included in that conversation as well. There's a full slate, well, kind of a full slate today, kind of a full slate tomorrow. We're back in action on full when we get this thing going. Just head to FanDuel.com/Happer and join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. 21 and over, present in Iowa. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.